Here. But please raise your hand if you have any questions and we'll call on you.
Or you just no need to go through the whole list again, but is there anything new injury-wise from yesterday?
No. Update, bumped through a 21-pitch pen today. Gallon through a 30-pitch pen today. Clipper reported that he's feeling good today after his sim game yesterday. Cole had four or five at-bats yesterday. He'll be off today. Those are probably a couple things I wasn't able to update you on yesterday.
Wasn't Clipper supposed to pitch in the Arizona League?
He was. I think there was just a small adjustment where he ended up throwing a B game of sorts back at Salt River.
Anything else for Torrey?
Torrey, with your bullpen, I know there's been probably more churn with that group than you've had in your time as manager here, just in terms of flipping bodies in and out. Mm-hmm. But do you feel like you're starting to get to a point where you have sort of set roles for guys kind of settling into certain situations that you like to use?
Yeah, I think we're seeing some consistency from certain guys. We've been waiting for that. We were given opportunities to different guys throughout the course of the early part of the season, and it wasn't working out. Wasn't for lack of effort. The results weren't good, and the consistency was lacking. You can see when the starting pitching does their job and hands it off to the bullpen, and there's established roles where guys are getting outs, it becomes a little bit more routine, and the game runs smoothly. And a credit to the guys that are doing it and getting that opportunity right now. And I said a month ago that this is a competitive game. And when you're not doing your job, we're going to make some changes or make some adjustments. And that's what we've done. And it's landed in a good spot for us right now.
Could you have envisioned at the beginning of the season, you guys having used so many different relievers? And I mean, I feel like half your bullpen right now is guys who maybe were even in different organizations a month ago.
No, to envision this type of season, it wasn't anything that I could tell you that I expected. This has been an unbelievable year. We're fighting our way through some tough times, and our front office has done an unbelievable job of making some very necessary changes to this roster, and they're trying to upgrade this organization the best way they know how. This was very point specific in this area, in this bullpen. I think we've had a lot of changeover because it needed to happen. But I don't think our front office will ever sit still. And I know I've told you that for the 5 years that I've been here, they're always on the search for ways to make the team better today, tomorrow, this organization better today and tomorrow.
How have you approached it when you – I think of a guy like Noe Ramirez that you guys get, he's mm-hmm. called up, and then you kind of are immediately throwing him into pressure spots just because the bullpen's been so unsettled. Maybe Joe Mantiply is another guy like that. Just how have you approached it when, okay, you've got this new guy that's either been called up or signed or whatever, and, okay, we're going to throw him right into the fire?
Yeah, very fair question. I just was at that point in time, I was searching for somebody to get us some outs and, relax, execute and make pitches. I had a history with Noe and I knew that he was built on those things. So I gave him an opportunity to collect some big outs, which he did. And he hasn't stopped. And that's what we're looking for. We're looking for guys to take advantage of these opportunities. And in his situation specifically, he's made the most of it.
Nick McCorrell.
Torrey, what do you think you can get out of Castellanos tonight? I don't think he's thrown more than 50, 60 pitches in a game in a while. Are you looking at it more from up downs or from pitch count?
Yeah, I think the stress of innings will impact the overall number. The up downs obviously will be thought of as well. But you look at the overall pitches and what the stuff looks like and the shape of what the stuff looks like at a certain pitch count. So we know he's been stretched out But out of fairness to him, I'm not going to tell you what that number is, but we have one in mind, and we'll be very we're very careful once we get near that number.
Jody Jackson.
Tori, I had a question. It kind of falls into a little bit of what Zach was just asking you, but it was about the catchers and the pitchers, you know, whether it's young guys, more young guys than from different organizations, but what's that been like, and has a lot fallen on Steven? And you know, I know obviously Carson is injured and Varsho hasn't caught all that much, but you know, what's the role of the catcher there and having to handle a lot of guys that haven't pitched in the big leagues very much?
Yeah, I know familiarity obviously helps everybody's situation when you've caught somebody, warm them up, go all the way back to bullpen, to spring training where you've caught them in games or caught their bullpens early in spring training. It all matters. It all adds up. But I think we can make some quick flips with some guys and they'll figure it out. They'll be comfortable pitching to, you know, whatever catcher we line them up with. And those catchers are going to do a fine job. I haven't yet figured out the three catcher system. I want them all to continue to catch, but there's only so many innings per game or per week that go around. And we'll prioritize a couple things and we'll get certain matchups, and we know the ones that are working. I try not to do that, but if they're working, I'm foolish if I turn away from it. But they're all going to get some reps. And we want to see what it looks like, but I haven't yet figured out what a 5 or 10 game turn will look like. But I'm working on that right now.
Scott Bordeaux.
Tor, do you know the next step for Bumgarner and Gallen?
Bum is scheduled to, if that bullpen, if he comes out of the bullpen well, which he did today, we'll find out tomorrow. I think he's scheduled for another rehab start at this point in time. Gallen, I don't know. I think another pen on Saturday. If he feels good tomorrow, stepping out of this bullpen that he threw today.
What about Taylor Widener?
Taylor Widener, we're walking through what the next steps are with him as we speak. So I'll keep you updated on that.
Back to you, Zach.
Tori, just to go back to the bullpen for a second, I'm just curious what you liked out of Mantiply. I feel like pretty quickly, I know he's the only lefty in the bullpen now, but pretty quickly he was someone you were trusting in some tough spots.
Mm-hmm. I feel like he's become more consistent as of late. I felt like there were some growing pains early, and he'd have a good outing and then maybe a bad outing, but I wanted to show him that I had confidence in him and was going to stick with him through the good times and the bad, and he would execute. And there were times when he didn't, and we go back to the drawing board, have discussions, and he was accountable. He was very accountable as to what was happening around him. And, the pitching coaches were doing a great job of helping him get better. So I began to trust him because he was executing and getting big outs. The other day he got a big double play ball after walking into a big mess. So he's there's a lot to like about him, and he's going to continue to get better.
Go ahead, Nick.
Tori, just with Gallen, like what should we take from the fact that he's been able to throw a bullpen so quickly from when he suffered the injury, and mm-hmm. What do you think that tells us about how long it could take him to get back?
Yeah. I mean, you guys can draw your own conclusions. I think I'm trying to draw the best conclusion possible, that he's going to come back as soon as possible. But I know the medical team is in charge of this right now, and they're not going to turn him loose until it's the right time. So what we can take from it is that he's working his butt off. He's giving great feedback. He's getting great treatment from the medical team. And hopefully this will be as quick a turnaround as possible. I don't want to give you guys a timeline because setbacks are possible, a possibility. But I think him speaking up the way he did, we caught it in time before it turned into something that was a 4-alarm fire. So I think everybody's working hard to make this turnaround happen as soon as possible. And I'm going to remain as optimistic as possible.
Jack Summers.
Torrey, a lot of times we hear various people, fans, et cetera, lament that with all the emphasis on pitch counts, and yet more pitchers get injured than ever before, it seems. But you came up in the late 80s and early 90s, and you have a little bit of a long-term perspective as for how much max effort or full effort pitchers have to use these days to navigate a lineup. Can you speak to that at all, just from your perspective of, you know, decades of being in the game and how that looks different to you?
Yeah, man. I think there's been an evolution in baseball where medicine or the medical side has done a lot of research, and there are studies that prove beyond a certain pitch count, you are putting a pitcher in danger. And I've read these studies. I've had conversations with, I've read portions of these studies. I don't want to sound like I'm Doogie Howser, because I'm not, but I sat down and have talked to our medical team, and I'm very mindful of that. You know, these are some incredible investments. These pitchers, you know, are very, very valuable to this organization. And when they're on the disabled list, they're not helping us win baseball games. So I'm always mindful of that. And I know the generation that I grew up in. I know that guys were throwing 125, 135 pitches per game. And I know the aches and pains that these pitchers were going through in the middle of the season and towards the end of the season. I saw it from a different side. I saw it, the guy sitting next to me, the locker next to me, and I know what he was going through to get himself ready to start in two or three or four more days. And I was almost amazed that based on the information he was giving me that he was able to do it. I don't see that so much anymore. I think these guys are fresh. They're recharged every fifth day, and they go out and give us all they can for those 100 pitches. I will say that there are times where we will exceed 100 pitches. I've done it. You can go back and you can see it. Sometimes we get into the 110 range. I just feel like given what we went through last year, the amount of time missed, the amount of arm injuries that are popping up randomly, soft tissue injuries that are popping up randomly out of nowhere, I'm going to be extremely conservative with this until we get that, you know, get back to that full season grind, and we can compare it from, you know, compare it to last season to this season to the next season. Last year has done a number on some pitchers' arms, and I don't want to fall into that category.
Do you feel like the stresses of, say, the first 100 pitches in 2021 are comparable to the stresses in 1988?
Oh, man, that's a good question. I think these pitchers are so specific to what they're trying to get to. So if they're throwing a four up fastball, or they're aggressively trying to get to their fastball, that's a max effort. And you're seeing some unbelievable numbers. I knew some guys were throwing hard when I played, no doubt about it, but I don't think consistently you were seeing 95 to 97 mile an hour fastballs. And the spin and the torque that these guys are putting on the baseball today, I'm not standing in the box, so I can't compare it. I'm imagining that it's pretty intense based on some of the comments that I'm hearing from our hitters when they come back to the dugout. I saw some good stuff. I don't want to downplay the type of players that I played with, but I know for a fact that the fastballs are traveling at a much, much higher velocity today than they were in the mid 80s.
Thanks, Troy.
Mm-hmm. Anything else for Torrey?
Yes.
Thanks, Torrey. Thanks.